You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast discusses findings from Symantec's Internet Security Threat Report, a twice-yearly in-depth analysis of the ever-changing nature of Internet security threats. Symantec released the first threat report in 2002. In the current 10th edition, we've taken a glimpse into the future and discussed the emerging trends and issues that Symantec believes will become prominent during the next 6 to 24 months. These forecasts are based on emerging research collected during the current reporting period and are speculative in nature. However, Symantec hopes to provide organizations and individuals with an opportunity to prepare themselves for rapidly evolving and complex security issues. Over the next 6 to 24 months, Symantec anticipates the following three trends to become more prevalent: increases in polymorphic threats, increases in Web 2.0 security threats, and the presence of Microsoft Vista vulnerabilities. Today, there's an increasing focus on targeted attacks and more subtle infection methods. As a result, attackers are increasingly using polymorphic techniques to avoid detection and aid in propagation. A polymorphic virus is one that can change its byte pattern when it replicates. By constantly changing its code, polymorphic threats avoid detection. So why are polymorphic threats increasing? Several years ago, some malicious code authors began developing increasingly sophisticated threats employing these techniques. However, due to the difficulty in implementing these techniques, most malicious code authors instead focus their efforts on developing runtime packers or concealed threats in modified executable files as a means of mass propagation, rather than developing the more sophisticated polymorphic threats. Today, improved antivirus software has reduced the effectiveness of using runtime packers to penetrate host systems. As a result, malicious code authors have been forced to employ different means to avoid detection while infecting host systems. And this may be the main factor in the emergence of increased polymorphic malicious code activity. Furthermore, due to the difficulty in detecting and removing polymorphic viruses, Symantec speculates that more malicious code authors may begin to use more polymorphic techniques at all levels of malicious code development. For enterprises, this could result in increased volumes of targeted malicious code from which they have limited protection. The second anticipated trend is that Web 2.0 technologies will present a number of areas for security concerns. Web 2.0 is a term used to describe web application technologies and websites that use the internet in a collaborative way to provide services to their users. Web 2.0 technologies rely in large part on the user-as-publisher model of interaction and allow for user-created content to be developed and implemented by large groups of individuals. As individuals create and host content on various collaboration platforms such as social networking sites, these sites can become a breeding ground for exploits and become distribution points for links to fraudulent websites, malicious code, and other risks such as spyware. Attackers will often take advantage of the implied trust between members of a social network and use social engineering schemes as a means to pry personal information from compromised individual users. Additionally, Web 2.0 technologies rely heavily on web services. Web services are services designed to support interoperability between hosts over a network. Additionally, Web 2.0 technologies rely heavily upon web services. Web services are services designed to support interoperability between hosts over a network. Symantec has already observed one worm that used the Google search web service. This attack proved that well-known services are not immune to security attacks and that the volume of Google users presented an attractive opportunity to maximize attacker efforts. A final anticipated trend for the future surrounds Microsoft's latest desktop operating system, Windows Vista, which becomes available in 2007. With the various Windows operating systems deployed on an estimated 90% of desktop systems around the world, the introduction of Windows Vista is expected to present new and unique security concerns. Although not surprising, the occurrence of malicious code, vulnerabilities, and attacks targeting Microsoft Windows today is due to its widespread deployment. In response to this, Microsoft has devoted substantial resources to securing Windows Vista. With the release of Vista, Windows has rewritten significant portions of its code base and has performed ongoing exhaustive source code audits in the hopes of addressing many of the security issues that are prevalent in its current products. Symantec expects to see a concerted effort by the research community to discover and document shortcomings in Windows Vista as attackers attempt to circumvent these new technologies. Symantec also speculates that the new features and changes to Windows Vista's code base will result in new types of attacks. Enterprises considering a move to Windows Vista will need to plan their migration carefully. Symantec recommends that enterprises planning a migration to Windows Vista do so first in small, non-critical environments, and that thorough security audits be conducted to reduce the amount of possible exposure to attack. That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and large enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about new internet security trends, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.